There's a somewhat well-known summer camp in the United States whose name is Morasha. Maybe some of you have heard of it. The word Morasha appears twice in Chumash. One of which is somewhat famous, and one of which is a little bit less famous. Who knows where it appears? Maybe the more famous one. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha ki latz Yaakov. It's in Parshas Vezos HaBracha. Where's the one that's less famous? No, not Parshas Bo, last week's Parsha. That's what you would think. It appears in Parshas Veira. The Torah tells us in Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, Ve'ivesi Eschem al Haaretz, Asher Nasasi Es Yadi La'aseis Asa La'Avraham Li'Yitzchak U'Li'Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to bring us into the land which he promised Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. V'nasati Asa Lachem Morasha Ani Hashem. And I will give it over to you, Morasha Ani Hashem. What does the word Morasha mean? An inheritance. So if you think about it, there are two things that the Torah calls an inheritance. In last week's parsha, we have Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the land he promised Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov as a Morasha's inheritance. And Torah is inheritance. Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha ki las Yaakov. But despite the fact that the Torah explicitly calls each one of these an inheritance, we shouldn't take it too much for granted. In this week's Parsha, and now we're up to Parsha's Bo. At the end of this week's Parsha, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Torah tells us, Vayaki v'yacha Hashem el eretz haknani kasher nishba lecha v'la avosecha unisana lach. And it will come about that Hashem will bring us to the land of the Canaan that he promised us and our forefathers, and he will give it to us. So Rashi comments, why is it necessary to say that he promised us and he'll give it to us? He promised us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very reliable. Isn't it somewhat redundant to say he promised and he'll give us? Says Rashi in the Son of Lach, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you should view it as if you got Eretz Yisrael that very day. Yes, it was promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yes, Hashem promised you when he's taking you out of Mitzrayim. But the day that you walk into Eretz Yisrael, you should look at it as if you just received this gift. And then Rashi adds, Va'al tihi be'einecha ki yerushas avos. Don't look upon it as an inheritance from your forefathers. It's a little bit strange, because the Torah explicitly tells us that the land is a marasha. And nevertheless, it's not the way we're allowed to look at it. We shouldn't look at it that way. How are we to understand this? On the one hand, Eretz Yisrael is an inheritance from our forefathers. Because if not for Avram, for Yitzchak and Yaakov, if not for the Avos and the Imals, we wouldn't have any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a problem when you look at something as an inheritance. You're sitting in your house one day, and the doorbell rings, and you see it's the... I was going to say the mailman, but that's gender incorrect. What do they call him? A postal deliverer or something these days? I don't know, whatever. The mail person. What? Post officer? He's already an officer. I don't know. The mailman. The mailwoman. Now somebody comes knocking on the door and they have a registered letter for you. And what's it? You open up the registered letter. It's from a lawyer. You get all nervous. And it turns out it's unbelievable. You had a great-great-aunt that you didn't know existed. Maybe you heard about her once. She passed away, Lachamei Vesim Shana, and she left you this huge inheritance. The doorbell rings and all of a sudden your new varich, here I have it, here I have a mate. So you immediately start all sorts of plans how you're going to spend the money. You're going to do one and this and that and that. There's the problem with inheritance. See, it's easy come. But when it's easy come, it's also easy go. Imagine somebody else who didn't have a doorbell ring, but he started out working in the mail room of a company, and long hours, and sweat, and tears, and investments, and jest over years and years and decades, and finally, he accumulated a tremendous amount of wealth. He's going to value every single penny, every single agora, every cent, because he worked hard on it. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us Eretz Yisrael. He promised it to the Avos. He promised it to us. But don't look at it as a Yerusha. Because if you look at it as a Yerusha, it's going to be easy come, and Rachmana Litzlan easy go. Look at it as if something that just came today, just to you. It's special. But it's going to require Mesiras Nefesh. It's going to require a lot of sweat and tears. It's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. That's not the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. Because if it was handed to us on a silver platter, we'll lose it too soon. And therefore we have to work on it. So you look at it, on the day that you arrive, you look at it as this unbelievable matana, but not as a Yerusha. You have to deserve it. And you have to be Moser Nefesh. That's the way it is with Eretz Yisrael. And what about Torah? Torah is also Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov. Pashas Yisrael. Torah tells us in the beginning of Perek Yotes, Bayom HaShlishi, Bachodesh HaShlishi, it says B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and it's the third month, Nisanir Sivan, the month of Sivan. Bayom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai. On this day they came to Midbar Sinai. This day? What do you mean this day? It should say Bayom Ahu. On that day, they came to Har Sinai. Why this day? Says Rashi, Lo haya tzarech lichtov ela Bayom Ahu. Mao Bayom Hazeh, on this day, Shiu divrei Torah chadashim alecha kilu hayom nitnu. You should look as if today you arrived at Har Sinai. Any day, it's today I arrived at Har Sinai. Torah is new. Because when something is new, when something is fresh, there's a certain excitement, there's a certain chavivus about it. You get a new item to wear, new piece of a new apparel, a new dress, a new outfit, and you're excited about it, the new piece of jewelry, a new car, a new gadget, a new smartphone. You're all excited about it. And you really want to play with it all the time, and you want to use it all the time, and you want to show it off all the time. Torah has to be new. There has to be a certain excitement about it. It's not just the same old thing. And in order for that to be, you have to look at it as if today we came to Har Sinai. That's Bayom HaZeh. Not Bayom Ahu, not that day, but this day. This is the day we came to Har Sinai. And that has to generate that excitement, that chavivus, that freshness, that newness. I can stand up here. And I could welcome 8 of you. 8 people just arrived from down south. They're coming to their first day in MMY. But I'm not going to welcome 8 of you. I'm going to welcome 80 of you. Because in many ways, all of you, all of us, have to look at today. Not as Bayom Ahu, but Bayom HaZeh. It's as if today we arrived at Har Sinai. As if today is the beginning. It's new. It's fresh. Some of you were talking about you had new notebooks. And somebody even wrote September on their on the date. You're like, that's September. But that's the way it's supposed to be. But you should really write Vav Sivan.
or at least Aleph Sivan. It's as if today he came to Har Sinai. There's an old saying that today is the first day of the rest of your life. It's true no matter when you tell somebody that. It's always true. But you have to look at today as the first day of MMY. And although Rabbi Katz likes to always tell you at the beginning, Shavuos is tomorrow, I think Shavuos is today. But not in the negative sense. Not in the sense that the year is over. But it's the beginning. It's new. Shavuos is today, and Shavuos is tomorrow, and Shavuos is next week. And every day, every week, it's like today's Matan Torah. Look around. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave us. He just planted these Svarim an hour ago. You guys were eating supper. These just arrived. There's so much out there. There's so much new things. And you have tremendous capabilities. If your learning was great up until now, so now you're starting, maybe not Shana Bet, Semester Bet, we'll call it. And a Semester Bet, so much more mature, so much more into it. How much more you can build on, you're no longer a Semester Aleph person. But if you just arrived, whether you really just arrived or this is one of your first night seders in many months for other reasons, whatever it might be, that's what I'm talking about right now. But there's so much you can do. There's so much you're capable. There's so much to learn. And it's so wonderful. It's a Yerusha from our avos. It's Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Marashaki Las Yaakov. But we have to look at it as if we just got it today. It just arrived today. So I want to welcome everybody here. All eight of you. All 80 of you. It's the first day. It's wonderful. You have a whole semester in front of you. And every day is Shavuos. But take advantage. Because it's only a whole semester. For the eight of you, it's a whole first semester. And when the real Shavuos comes along, when Vav Sivan really comes along, you want to be able to look back at these last 5 months and feel... and look at yourself and say, I did good. I really learned this semester. I put in time, I put in effort, and I really feel a sense of accomplishment. So go out and do good. When Shavuos comes tomorrow, be proud of the everyday of Shavuos that you had up until then.